You are listening to Christ the Way Today, the official podcast of Christ the Way Ministries International Incorporated. Blessings, and welcome to Christ the Way Today. I'm your host, Alex Prezioso. Our topic today is love. So what is love? Well, many people think they know what love is, but they don't. Saying I love you is not showing love. It's three words said verbally, and sometimes they're said out of habit over time. Well, the Bible says that God our Father is love. So if we start from that premise, then we'd have to take a look at the nature of love. Love gives, love doesn't seek to take love, and love doesn't hate what our Father created and loves. So for example, if he created man, if we hate another human being, we are hating what our Father loves, so we don't love. Now, love is just not a level commitment. You can commit to something or someone without loving it. But it's an action of a person, not just doing something. So love is not just a mother caring for her baby, because that's just an action of being a mother. Love is literally sacrificing yourself for the benefit and the good of someone else without nothing in return except love. So for example, you go to say good morning to someone, that person responds back to you and asks, "What's so good about the morning? Get away from me." Now, you showed love, someone gave you back something, and then instead of reacting to them, you just tell them to have a great day. So love only looks and seeks to get back the fruit of what it gave. If we see love, if we help somebody cross the road, if we pay for somebody's coffee, if we do those acts of love, the fruit of it may be a smile on that person's face or the joy of that person knowing that somebody cares and notices them. Love notices the unnoticed people. Love comes off the high horse and it goes not just to the level of a person, but it actually goes where it's walked on. Beneath that individual as a support. So we walk on this earth and we don't understand it's the love of our Father that we don't fall through to the center of the earth. It's not gravity. Now, love is also futuristic as it sees ahead. So love protects as a father seeing his child running across the street and will risk his life and limb to protect that child by grabbing that child and turning his back to the oncoming car. That's love, and that's God our Father. Our Father gave his only begotten Son to show his love for us. He did something. He just didn't say, "I love you." When you say that you love somebody, you're literally acting as if God our Father was standing there. You're acting like him towards them, showing unconditional love for them no matter what the person has done. It doesn't matter if that person curses you out, rejects you, hurts you, or has killed others. You can still embrace them and love what he loves without that feeling of hate or unforgiveness. And love eliminates that feeling. There are many people out there who haven't forgiven each other for years. And they are not walking in love. They feel some kind of way, but that feeling interrupts the love that they could give. So they end up loving who they like and hate who they don't like. And that is not love. So, in order to love God our Father, yourselves and others, you must be open to see a difference in people. And you must learn from God and put into action what you learned. Doing this will not only set the example for others to follow, but will lead to change. So remember that love is God our Father. He created man, and if we hate another human being, we are hating what God our Father loves. So don't hate, love. And this concludes our session today. Please don't forget to visit our website at ChristTheWayToday.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.